You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we cover down on the local, the state, the national. We got all the issues covered, and we are doing it solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, before I jump on the phones, I gotta remind you guys, so, you know, most of y'all have already figured out by now that I'm a veteran, that veterans' issues are a big deal to me. And I know those of you who regularly listen to the show have heard me also talk about the water contamination issue at Camp Lejeune Marine Base in North Carolina. So here's the thing. Any of you who served at Camp Lejeune, lived at Camp Lejeune as a dependent, or were there on TDY or stopped in for training or whatever the case may be, any time between 1953 and 1987, you may well have been exposed to what is acknowledged now, confirmed, as water contaminations that are believed to be the root cause of 19 different major illnesses, cancers, everything. So I wondered about this more, and I talked to my friends at a law firm called Riley and Jackson. And I know these folks personally. I've worked with them before on issues. I've collaborated on cases. Riley and Jackson is a major firm in Birmingham that works statewide, and they've got five lawyers working on these Camp Lejeune cases right now. So if you or a loved one, even if the loved one is deceased, were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you should call Riley and Jackson. I'm going to give you the phone number. You ready? Call Riley and Jackson at 205-879-5000. That's 205-879-5000. They'll just tell you if they think you may have a claim, and they won't charge you. You only have to pay them if they get a recovery for you. And I'm just telling you right now, this is a big deal. I mean, Congress has already recognized this. Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And then do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. All right, I got to jump on the phones real quick. Somebody's holding.
Don't you have to do that thing?
Oh, I do have to do that thing. Boomer, thank you so much. You ready? No representation made. The quality of legal service before was greater than the quality of legal service performed by other lawyers. How long did it take me?
Ooh, 3.5 seconds.
I'm slowing down, man. Oh, I got to need a Red Bull or something. I got to get that sped up. All right, line one. Oh, yeah, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how you doing today?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, bud?
Hey, you know, when we had the Uvalde school shootings, you know, we had all these officers standing around because they had lack of leadership.
Yeah.
And now they want all these people that was in charge and these officers, you know, basically crucified for doing that. And, you know, kids died because of that.
Right.
Would you tell me what the difference is between that and Joe Biden letting all this fentanyl cross the border down there and telling people, you know, with no leadership, basically, just let him come on in and stuff. So why aren't we asking for his head?
I'll tell you what the difference is. I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is 99,984 more deaths. That's what. That's what the difference is.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I say. This is a drive-by shooting compared to a Holocaust, basically.
That's exactly right. And, what a great great phrase. You're right.
So, you know, I think we need to take another look at this. And, you know, real people are dying because of this, you know, and it's your children and my children. It's the communities and stuff. And it's, you know, we have a very big problem in this country. And I think, I don't know if this country is going to survive this.
Well,
this is, keeps going down this route.
It's one more reason why the southern border is such a major, major deal, Jeff. I mean, it's you look at it and go, so much of what we're dealing with right now can be attributed to crisis at the southern border. And the very idea that they won't do anything about it is almost like they don't care anymore. I can't fathom it.
Well, they don't care. I mean, what would be the difference between what's coming in now and we just start shipping Iranians over here? I mean, let's let them all in. I mean, I guess if they can make it to the southern border, they're welcome in.
Well, and you said Iranians. I think I saw a study recently that said they've already identified something like 60 people came across the southern border who've been apprehended who are on the terror watch list. So It's not just drugs and illegal immigration that's, you know, overwhelming systems. It's also considered to be an open doorway for people who don't need to be here because they're on the terror watch list.
Yeah. What would be the difference between inviting, if we were at war with someone, and just inviting them into the country?
Yeah.
Or you know, this is dereliction of duty at the least.
It is.
It should be criminal at the most.
If we were at war right now with a foreign nation, and somebody in an official capacity allowed them in to conduct operations on our soil, that would be called treason. And right now that's happening, but it's not being called treason for reasons I can't figure out.
We need to start calling a spade a spade and view it that way, I believe.
Yep. You're right, Jeff. Good call, man. Appreciate you as always. You have a great day, bud.
Have a good.
We had some texts too, Boomer. What you got on the text line?
Yeah, we had a couple texts. Brian from Huntsville said, curious, is manufactured COVID or manufactured fentanyl causing more death and pain in the USA?
Yeah, manufactured COVID, that's right, or manufactured fentanyl. Well, right now the indications are that we had, 500,000 deaths related to, I think it was, to COVID. Last year was 100,000 related to fentanyl. The thing is, you can't just, you know, put your thumb on COVID. It's, you know, it's an airborne opportunity for someone to get sick. But fentanyl? We could see where it's coming from. We know how it's made. We know where it's made. Shut her down.
Mm. Yeah.
What was the other one?
Oh, yeah. Albert from Huntsville.
Yeah.
He said about fentanyl, if a party is willing to openly, wholeheartedly embrace the wholesale slaughter of the only innocent ones among us, why would anyone expect them to try to stop fentanyl entering into our country?
Oh, I see what he's saying. So this is he's basically saying, if the party that stands for abortion on demand, that wants to kill the innocents among us, yeah, I see what he's saying. Well, it's a great point, Albert. We got you in the text line now. Thanks for joining us there. And he makes a great point. The party that's in charge right now is the same party that is campaigning on the demand for abortion whenever they want it, which is a killer of life. And how can we expect them to stop fentanyl? Great point.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Wow, that's sobering. Man, that was you want to call in 833-68-RIGHT. I'll just start taking calls. Call on in if you want to. 833-687-4448. I know somebody had asked, have you got the new number up on the website? Do we get that on the website now? Do you know? It is, isn't it? Yeah, I think we're gonna check on that right now. But the I see it. It's actually up there. I'm looking at it right now. It's at the top of the page. If you want to call or text the show, rightsideradio.org is our website. The phone number is on there, 833-687-4448. If you want to text in, it's very cool. I mean, I'm kind of digging this new tech, man. Boomer got a setup just this week. We started it. I was dubious, Boomer. I was like, I don't know, man.
It took a little while to get you on board. You're like, yeah, we'll do it next week. Yeah, next week.
Teaching the old guy new tricks.
Hey, but now it's actually really cool to see all the listeners just text in, because I know not everybody wants to call in.
Well, you
I
know,
understand that.
Okay.
I've been trying to get my wife to call in for the whole time, but she can
text now.
That's what I'm going to tell her.
All right. Yeah, you want to call or text 833-687-4448. If you text in, please tell us your name and where you're from, and we'll get you going. I'm going to switch gears here in a minute and move to another part of the Triple Dipper. Before I do that, it looks like I got a call coming in. I got about a minute and a half to take it, so I will do that. Is that Allie? I'll do that. I'll do that right now before the break. Allie from Athens. Hey, my friend. How you doing? I got about a minute and a half.
I'm doing well. I've said this before, and I'm just going to say it quickly in case nobody has ever heard it. My husband and I lived in Ciudad Juarez, right across from El Paso, from 98 to 2000. And through a very strange set of circumstances, we became aware of the fact that there was a terrorist training camp not far from the orphanage that we lived in. And we had to drive right by one of the places that had the most vicious cartel murders right near our orphanage. This stuff is real. The only solution is a visitation from the Most High God. End of story.
Yeah, well, you're right. and the day is coming. And I'm a firm believer that that's coming. I'm a firm hoper that the idea of rapture theology is what prevails, because I want to go ahead and go first and not be here for the mess that follows afterwards. But
preaching words.
Hey, Allie, thanks. Appreciate you as always. You have a great day. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We're going to do that right now. We'll come right back. I'm going to switch gears. I've got a series of stories that are basically designed to hope provoke you, I guess, a little bit. Like my audience, like my right side ruffians need to be provoked. But, you know, I did my monologue today on, I called it Stand Up and Speak Up. Well, I'm titling this next part of the Triple Dipper, Speak Now and No Peace. There's things happening that we better start speaking into, like, real quick. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.